just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh yeah, that's right. I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. And this is what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. But it's far from over. All right.
Hello, folks. Welcome to the 20 Watts special podcast. Today's date is March 26th. And we're going to be, and Adam Biswanger is with me. Could you introduce yourself, Adam?
Hi, I'm Adam.
Adam is a classic rock background guy, and I thought he would have an interesting take on some of the music concerts that are coming up in Syracuse and the rest of central New York that we should be paying attention to. We're going to be talking about Mike Snow next week, and of course the famous Sleigh Bells performance at Spark Art Place, which is in April. Yes. So, do you know any of these bands?
I know them only at a superficial level.
What about Mike Snow? Are you familiar with him?
I am not.
Mike Snow is performing in the Shine Underground next Friday. No, it's the 30th. It's next Tuesday. My fault.
Okay.
Let's play a little Mike Snow to give you some background. So have you heard that song before?
I have not.
And what's your general impression of that?
Well, I don't know. I only heard like 30 seconds of it.
This is a short program. We're on a time constraint here.
Okay, what I heard was, nothing really grabbed my attention right there. I didn't think it was bad, but I obviously didn't get enough a big enough portion of the song to listen to. But, you know, what I heard there was what seems to be a typical indie rock song of this era.
Now, I'll stop right there. Now, what do you mean by typical indie rock?
Well, you have a sort of high-pitched, not quite feminine, but sort of, I don't know how to describe it, but that type of voice, you know, sort of, and then, I don't know, you heard I don't know what makes it indie rock, because I haven't heard enough of the song, but nothing really grabbed my attention too much.
All right, so our last focus is Sleigh Bells. I've talked about Sleigh Bells a bunch, so you're familiar. But let's just revisit one of their songs. Let's go with Ring Ring.
Keep thinking about every straight face, yes. Wonder what your boyfriend thinks about your face, yes. What about them? I'm all about them. Six such straight A's, cut them in the bathroom. This is it.
That was Sleigh Bells' Ring Ring, which you've heard Crying on the Ground, right? That's the one with the big bassy, you know, ruins your speakers kind of song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's their that's the most favorite track. Mm-hmm. They had a really great run since the CMJ Festival in New York over the summer.
Right.
And they are releasing their first LP, which is called Treats, in May, I believe. And the hype keeps getting bigger. And I guess I can say that we are very fortunate to have a band like Sleigh Bells, just on the eve of their huge career, coming to Syracuse for the Spark Art Gallery Place, which is on April 8th.
Yeah, Syracuse is good at signing artists before they reach their peak, and then...
This wasn't even Syracuse, this is a student effort.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, this is they were picked up by the student record label, O Morning Records.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's interesting.
So where do you see this band heading?
I see this band heading for indie rock stardom, but I question...
Which means relative obscurity.
Obscurity, but indie rock these days, like, as soon as, like, some band gets big, i.e. Passion Pit, Dirty Projectors, they're on the national stage. They still get this, you know, big recognition, and I think Sleigh Bells has that kind of energy. First of all, are you going to go to Sleigh Bells on April 8th? It's you purchase tickets at the door... show's probably around 8 o'clock.
It's a possibility. I'm going to call it 50-50.
50-50 shot, and Biswanger is going to the Sleigh Bells show. I hope you guys are too. Get excited. And that is all for us. I am Jet Wells. This is Adam Biswanger, and have a good afternoon.